This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
I met this sister around 9 years ago. And mashallah, she was full niqab and you could only see her eyes. Then I met her 6 years ago. She got married and the niqab is off. She has only the hijab on. Then I met her 4 years ago. And she had hijab on, but the hijab with the, you know, with the tight jeans and all that stuff. Then I met her only 2 months ago, and there's no hijab. And similarly, many of these stories with the brothers, and like there's a brother, when I was traveling even, it was an emergency in the masjid, a brother called me that my son is leaving Islam. And he met the wrong crowd, and they took him, and there are those two guys on YouTube. I'm not going to mention their names because I don't want anybody to go search for them. One of them is an ex-Muslim and the other guy is shaitan. And they're literally taking all the matters that the Muslims differ about and they're expanding on it. And they are very eloquent and very deceiving tone. They are capturing a lot of kids. So these people are unfortunately working very hard to take our children from away from the deen. So as we, every Thursday, our topic is the dua from the Quran. So the dua today is, bi-ithnillah, to be able to avoid these things. And it is from the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Ibrahim, ayah number 27, يُثَبِّتُ اللَّهِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِالْقَوْلِ الثَّابِتِ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ. The issue, the matter of thabat, the matter of being steadfast on the deen, is a matter that should be occupying our mind literally 24/7. Like I always repeat, don't ever be fooled by your beard. Don't ever be fooled by your hijab and your niqab. Don't ever be fooled yet you are a speaker, you're giving lectures. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us that al-a'mal bil-khawateem, actions are judged by the way they end. And we have to literally keep begging Allah Azza wa Jal to keep us steadfast till the last moment in the dunya and in the akhirah. This ayah, if you look at the sabab al-nuzul, the reason why it was revealed about the questions of the qabr, the questions of the grave. So the dua is derived from this ayah. Allahumma thabbitni bil qawl thabit fi al-hayat al-dunya وفي الآخرة. Ya Allah, give me thabat. Keep me steadfast on this deen in the dunya and in the akhirah. We need thabat on performing the acts of worship, thabat on salat, thabat on dhikr, thabat on coming to fajr, thabat on reading the Quran. We need thabat to stay away from the major sins. We need thabat to be able to fight all these temptations and multiply that by a million times for our children. We need thabat to fight the doubt that the people are trying to instill in our hearts and in our children's hearts. So the issue of thabat is something that is in dire need for every single one of us. So the dua is, Allahumma thabbitni bil qawli thabit fi dunya wa fi al-akhirah. Now, we always hear this hadith when we go to the graveyard. And I want you to ponder upon it tonight. The part in the hadith when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa said, he or she hears your footsteps. Rasulullah ﷺ told us that after we put our dear brothers or sisters in the grave, and as we are leaving, Rasulullah ﷺ said, they hear our footsteps. And then the two angels came, come down, and they ask those three questions. Look at, look at the mercy of Allah. Look at the greatness of Allah. Three questions. Imagine you have a test, and the teacher give you the questions and give you the answers and give you 60, 70, 80 years to prepare. Allah Azza wa Jal gave us the questions and gave us the answers and gave us different ages to prepare, 30, 40, 50, 60 years. And the one who lived Islam The one who lived, who made Islam the way of their life, will be able to answer the questions in the grave. Because the question is now, the youngest kid in the crowd, I ask him, Man Rabbuk? He will say Allah. Ma Deenuk? He will say Al-Islam. Man Nabiyuk? He will say Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. But these three questions, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, as a matter of fact, the hadith in Sahih Muslim, he said, if you were not practicing deen in your life above the ground, you will say, he actually said the word, ha, ha, ha. He said, when you are asked, Man Rabbuk, who's your Lord? You would say, ha, ha, ha. You don't know. Because that was just lip service. It was just lip service. You did not believe that Allah is the Khaliq, Allah is the Razzaq, Allah is the Qawi, Allah is the Jabbar, Allah is the Hakim, Allah Alim al-Ghaybi wa al-Shahada. You just said it because I heard people saying it. What's your deen? Same. So in order to be having thabat, add that extremely, extremely important moment, because after that, literally after that, our final destination is determined. Rasulullah said, a window of Jannah. First, he said, a window of the hellfire will be open and the person will see it. He gets scared. They said, that was supposed to be your place. But now, this is your place, and a window of Jannah will be opened in the grave. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us this glad tidings while we are in the grave. So, Allahumma thabbitni bil qawli thabit fi al-hayati al-dunya wa fi al-akhirah. So, ya akhwan, with all these ibadat that we are performing, the salat and the siyam and the donations, add to it the dua, because the dua is one of the greatest methods of thabat. Beg Allah Azza wa Jal, because He's the only one who can give thabat. He's the only one. Even, I always repeat that because this is mind-boggling. Even the best man ever created, Allah told him, وَلَوْلَا أَن ثَبَّتْنَاكَ لَقَدْ كِتَّ تَرْكَنُ إِلَيْهِمْ شَيْئًا قَلِيلًا. Ya Muhammad, if I did not keep you steadfast, you would have inclined a little bit to them. If Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam need thabat, what about this Abd al-Faqir? What about all of us, ya akhwan? So this is something that we really in dire need to constantly repeat this dua. Subhanallah, when the person passes the test, you know, when people come here for the janazah, and as they're leaving, I always tell the person, if I'm not going with them, or if the imam is not going with them, I tell them, please, ya akhi, make sure, please, I beg you, because this dua you could only make today. You cannot make it tomorrow for the deceased. You cannot make it tomorrow for your father. You cannot make it tomorrow for your son. Allahumma thabbithu inda su'al. Ya Allah, keep him steadfast when he's being questioned, because if you make it tomorrow, Habibi, it's too late. The questioning happened. The questioning took place already. So we always beg Allah to keep the person steadfast when he's being questioned. So when he passes the test, or she passes the test in the grave, Rasulullah ﷺ told us, a handsome person would come, and the person who is in the grave would be very happy. And he'd say, who are you? You look so beautiful, so great. He would say, أنا عملك الصالح. I am your righteous deeds. And he would stay with them till the day of judgment. So the person will be so excited, and he will beg, Ya Allah, أقم الساعة, أقم الساعة. Make the hour come, make the Layla and Yawm al-Qiyamah take place. So the people are crying outside, and that person is very happy inside. He's rejoicing, and he's extremely excited because he passed the test. So one of the reasons that we could pass the test is to constantly beg Allah to keep us steadfast on the deen, steadfast on La ilaha illallah. So when the questions are taking place in the qabr, it will be easy for us to answer. Repeat after me. Allahumma thabbitni bil qawli thabit fil hayati dunya wa fil akhirah. May Allah give us all thabat, and please do me a huge favor and teach this dua to your children. Teach the dua to the children. They need it more than us. Subhanallah.
إن المسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات والقانتين والقانتات والصادقين والصادقات والصابرين والصابرات والخاشعين والخاشعات والخاشعين والخاشعات والمتصدقين والمتصدقات والصائمين والصائمات والحافظين فروجهم والحافظات والذاكرين الله كثيرا والذاكرات أعد الله لهم مغفرة وأجرا عظيما.